League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Hey gang,
should I
call me?
Wait, this is a very special live episode of What's Happening with Snooki and Joelle. It's morning time. It's morning.
It's literally a Thursday morning, and we usually do them like a couple days before. Just so, like, you guys have it in the morning on Thursday, but we've been running around, so today we're actually live, and we're super excited because we have so much to talk about.
Do you think I'll get in trouble if you wear a Budweiser t-shirt to work today?
No, you work at a makeup place. No one cares.
Oh my god. I feel like a fat fucking slob.
But anyway, happy Thursday, everyone! Happy Thursday! Today's actually a very special day for me.
Why? Did your water break?
No. Do you know what day it is?
It's
November 29th.
It's your anniversary!
Today's my anniversary, guys!
Oh my god, happy anniversary!
We are still strong and loving each other, and we are still in a good place.
You guys can't stand each other, but no married couple can.
That's so not true. I love Gianni so much. So I'm super excited. It's our anniversary. I'm really hoping that he gets me a card today with feelings. Because that's
a card? Fuck a card. I want jewelry.
No, I already have everything. I don't need shit.
He shot a baby in there. Are we going to talk about that?
Yes, but let me talk about one thing at a time. So I love cards for any occasion, especially for my husband. So like my birthday, I love a card and he just like writes his feelings in it. Just like says, you know, I love you. You're the best. Because, you know, sometimes men forget to like tell you how they feel. So when it's in a card and there's like a paragraph of feelings, it just means so much to me. So I'm hoping I get a card today. And I don't think I'm going to get him anything. I mean, what do you get a guy?
I'm hoping I get a cheesesteak today.
Cheesesteak?
Yeah. I'm Kurt.
So, yeah, it's my anniversary. We're excited, and we're probably not going to do anything because, you guys, I'm pregnant.
Mm.
So we knew, me and Joey obviously knew for a while, and you guys actually called it because, you know, listening to the podcast, you know, I'm talking about Halloween, how I wasn't drinking.
I know.
And I'm just, like, being sober. Like, I wouldn't be sober on my own. Like, I wouldn't need to have a reason. Like, I'm on antibiotics, or that hasn't stopped me ever.
UTI.
Yeah, but being pregnant. So some of you called it out. You tweeted me. You were commenting on Joey's stuff. Like, I think she's pregnant, calling it now because she's not drinking wine. Like, I never would voluntarily not drink wine.
Same.
So, yeah, I found out. So we finished shooting at Jersey Shore because like we did a little thing before Mike's wedding. We went away for a couple days. So right when I got home, I was like, I feel weird. And I realized that I was like 3 days late. So I was hoping I was pregnant, but I was nervous because I literally binge drank wine for 4 days. So I was drunk for 4 days straight. So when I got home, I took the test and it said positive. I'm like, oh my God, my fetus is wasted. Like I literally was drinking wine for 4 days straight. Like I was acting like you.
Yeah, that happens with so many people though. Like no one ever really knows, and everyone's ended up fine. All our babies are fine.
I know. It didn't happen with Giovanna, but it happened with Lorenzo because I was in Vegas with Gianni, and then we came back, and then that's when I found out. So I was like, oh my god, I was like binge drinking for a couple days. That's usually what happens. But the funny story is, I wanted to announce it this week on Tuesday because my last first trimester appointment was Tuesday. So I was super excited to let you guys know on Tuesday this week. But my fucking dumbass. So if you follow Sissy on Instagram, it was Thanksgiving Day and she was watching the Rockettes. So she was like doing the kicks and watching the parade, and I videoed her and I put it up on our Instagram, forgetting that I had the stocking. So the stocking says Mommy, Daddy,
Lorenzo, stop.
And baby. The stocking had baby on it. And, like, only, like, you know, obviously my family knew and, you know, a couple friends. So that's why I put it up because, you know, whoever came to my house was family and friends.
Fuck. I just remembered that. I didn't even notice. I noticed it, but I didn't notice that you didn't tell anyone yet.
Yeah, so that's why I announced on Thanksgiving. And it actually all worked out because it was, like, a meaningful, like, this is what I'm thankful for, and I'm pregnant. So it turned out really cute. But I pushed it because all of you who follow Sissy, you saw, you were like, oh, my God, you're pregnant. There's a baby stocking. I'm like, fuck, it's already out. So before, like, anyone picked it up, like, any news outlets, because they're annoying, like, I don't want them to announce that, I ended up posting it on Thanksgiving. And I'm super excited, guys. I'm doing the summer. And I'm 3 months right now, and yeah, I'm feeling good.
Congrats, girl. You don't look a day over 3 months.
I mean, I feel disgusting, and I'm tired, but we're finding out of what the sex is soon, so I'm super excited about that.
Are we going to have our own little gender reveal party in our dressing room?
Well, I'm going to find out what it is, because you know I hate secrets.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to have, like, a gender reveal for the family. So, like, I'll have Lorenzo, like, hit a baseball or a golf ball or something. Hey. So everyone knows. And then I'll put it as my vlog, and then I'll put it on my YouTube, and that's how I'll announce it.
Wait, can we tell everyone the story about how Sissy almost outed us to the public in front of 1,000 cameras?
Oh, my God. So
that was the funniest fucking day of our lives.
Wait, you can tell the story.
All right.
But it was at Mike's wedding. We were all getting ready. And some of you called it too on the Thanksgiving special because I wasn't drinking wine either. Bitch, I would be wasted if I wasn't pregnant. So everyone knew it there because I wasn't drinking with the Jersey Shore cast, which is so weird. But what was I saying? The wedding. So we were at Mike's wedding. So I didn't tell producers because, you know, I didn't want to tell anyone, honestly. I didn't want MTV to know just because I just wanted to keep it in the family. And literally they all found out when you guys found out on Thanksgiving. So I didn't want the producers to know. So
literally, it's just me, Jenny, and Nicole were in the room, and there was 1,000 producers and cameras everywhere.
Yes.
And again, she wants to keep it secret, and so then we're doing the makeup, and then Sissy already knew about it. So she her favorite thing to do is look at the sonograms at home and say, "Oh my God, there's my baby, there's the baby," and she always wants to look at it, and she plays cute and touches mommy's tummy and does all this exciting stuff. So she doesn't know that, like, no one knows anything. So I'm doing Nicole's makeup. We're in the chair. We're doing a scene. We're filming a scene, if you will. And Sissy's playing around with Milani and everyone in the room. And then she goes into Nicole's purse. And grabs the sonogram and starts flying it around like a gay flag at a pride parade, screaming, "Yes, baby, 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 baby."
So it's literally like a 10-page long sonogram. it's all connected, so it's like a long freaking
tail. Ribbon.
It's a long tail, and I just got it the day before because I had my appointment. So they were like, you know, he gave me pictures of the little fetus, and I put it in my purse, but I put it in the zipper. So, like, if the producers looked in my bag, like, they didn't see it. And Giovanna opened the zipper. She took out the sonogram and was waving. She was like, "Baby, baby, baby, baby."
Like,
oh my God.
We grabbed it. Nicole sat on it, and we were crippled over in pain, laughing so hard. And Sissy's trying to reach under. She's like, "No, I want to see the baby. I want to see the baby."
So I was like, "Gigi, that's your sonogram, silly." Like, I was trying to play it off, but I was like, "Oh my God, they're gonna know."
It was
and
so
even
funny.
If they didn't know, they didn't say anything. Thank God. But
wait, I hope now that they know that, I hope that they can go back. The producers can go back and find that clip of her wiling out.
Oh my God, I can't. So I'm super excited. The news is out, and me and Gianni cannot wait. And yeah, I'm gonna have 3 kids. So.
You know what? We picked out a boy name. Do you have any girl named Spectrums? If you think you're having a girl.
Girls, I like Saralina.
Oh, come on, fancy name.
Yeah, isn't that pretty? I actually saw it on, like, one of the Flat Tummy Tea ads.
Get a girl.
One girl was like, "Hi, I'm Saralina," and I was like, "Oh, I really like that."
Tell
but if it's a boy, I wanted Angela, but I don't think Gianni likes that, so we're gonna have to think of, like, another Italian name, like Lorenzo.
Yeah. Well, Joseph is always a nice choice.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe the middle name.
wait, so what do I have to do today? So I have to go to work today at my little makeup office. And then we have celeb gossip I have to get to. I want to talk about my skincare business I'm obsessed with. I got new cologne. A lot has happened since we last spoke to you.
I know. I had my store opening, so I'm actually going to the store
today. Oh my God, we opened a store.
You guys, we opened a store. So finally, the Snooki Shop is open. We had our grand opening on Saturday.
Nicole, you killed it. If anyone ever doubted Nicole was putting jujus out, it backfired, bitch, because that bitch made a killing on her opening night. I don't even want to say the number, but she made an insane amount. So congrats to you, girl. And you keep going and doing you, bitch, because you show them.
So we had our VIP event and it was amazing. Everyone who came out, we had so much fun. We had champagne, hors d'oeuvres, we had cookies. Joey was selling his makeup. Joey killed it too. Such a good time to meet everyone. And we got presents from the fans.
Stop!
We got so many fans that listened to the podcast. They were like, "Kura." We were like, "Yeah, queen."
I mean, it was so much fun. Hold on, I'm getting dressed. I'm putting my Budweiser t-shirt on.
It was sick. He's naked. So it was so much fun. And then I had the public grand opening on Sunday. And yeah, we've been open. This is our first full week open. And everyone's coming out. And it's just so great. My girls, my employees are amazing. So if you guys go to the store and you have problems with one of them, let me know.
Yeah, tell us.
Shit will go down. But honestly, the girls I hired are amazing.
They're
polite. They're nice. They help everyone. And I just love them. So you guys, I'm open. I'm closed on Mondays always. But we're open from Tuesday to Sunday from 10 to 7. And I'm always popping in and out. So you never know if I'm going
to
be there or not.
We had to keep saying that. Nicole was like, she was like running back and forth to her house. To get new stock. So she's always like, she's constantly going back and forth getting new stock because things sell out so fast. And she's like wholehearted into this thing. So she's fully involved. So I'm on the sales floor a lot with the girls, like, you know, kind of helping them out and stuff. And she every time he's like, "Where's Nicole? Where's she coming?" And she pops in and out. You know, you never know when she might pop up.
Oh, yeah, because the grand opening, you know, I was popping in and out of the store, you know, saying hi. But then, like, we were selling out of all the shit. So I had to, like, go back and get more stock. So I was literally running back and forth the entire day. And I was exhausted. Did everyone know I was pregnant by then? Yes, everyone knew I was pregnant. So I was like, "Oh my God, I'm dying." So it was a crazy, crazy day. But everything turned out amazing. And I'm super excited that everyone that came to the store loves my stuff and loves the store.
Yes, I love it. Sleeves up on my Budweiser t-shirt.
I had a checklist. So anniversary, pregnancy, store. What else happened?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, we had Thanksgiving. I really didn't do anything. I went to Janice's and hung out. Thanksgiving was more exciting because I told the world that I was pregnant, so that was cool for me.
Another reason that she told the world she's pregnant, she was trying to upstage my tablescape. She saw my tablescape and got jealous and was like, "You know what? Now I'm going to break the news." But no, I did not. I still got my praise and my shine. Did you see my table?
Yes, it was very pretty. It was very classy.
I'm very classy now. I was inspired by Dolce & Gabbana, like these old Italian things, and I could not have done it without my florist, Jeff Enchantnia from Rose of Sharon Flores. Rose of Sharon Flores in Tinton Falls, New Jersey. Cura. He did a beautiful job, and two gays got together, and that's what happened.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Then I got my new camera, so I'm doing amateur photography with my camera.
Wonderful. Finally, you're putting it to use.
I know. Do you want any free headshots?
Yes. So Joey are actually going to be so busy soon because
oh my God,
we are filming the second season of Tattoo Far.
For a month and a half, we're going to be with each other 24 hours a day. We're going to be killing each other. It's literally a month and a half nonstop. We get like 3 days off. And
I think it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I do too. But guess what? I get to do my fucking 40th birthday party and the weekend of my 40th birthday. Work all day long from 6 a.m. to midnight.
Well, bitch, you're 40. You might as well want to hustle instead of just get drunk like you're 21.
I know. I'm not even caring about drinking. I'm going to do the anti-party. What everyone thinks I'm going to do, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to eat no carbs that day and get to bed at a decent hour.
Wait, so Joey doesn't care about drinking. I think this is the greatest time to talk about your weekend and how you hooked up with a girl.
Did I?
That's what you said.
Oh, no. That weekend when I in Jersey?
Yeah, you said you came to my store still drunk.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, my God.
He's a mess. You know what? This is the times where I love being pregnant because obviously I'm not drinking. So if I wasn't pregnant, I would have been with Joey. And Joey was so sloppy. He binge drank for 3 days, and I could just see.
Oh, my God.
I could see in his face he was dying, and I felt so good about myself.
Mikey Cups, yeah. So, okay, so everyone saw my Instagram this weekend. My stories about the hot guy. I was with the hot bodybuilder. His name is Michael Kupari. Mikey Cups, _04. All the girls in your store want to date him, by the way. He's so cute.
Oh, yeah, he's very handsome.
He's very handsome. This is Nicole's trainer's little brother. And he is the cutie, nicest boy in the world. He's an ex-Navy guy, and he's very, very handsome and funny and sweet. So, he's a good sport. So we were all hanging out, and I met this girl named Andrea, and she lives in Jersey. I don't know what happened.
He hooked up with her.
I thought I was hooking up with him.
I can't.
Okay, so what happened was, we were like bombed and we're like been drinking, doing shots all day long. And then we're all like hanging out, like sleeping on the couch. And it was like me. And then the girl was there. I don't remember where she was laying, and then him. So then like, we're like fucked up at this point. And I'm like so drunk. We were like watching A Star Is Born on the Amazon Fire Stick that was jailbroken. We're watching that. And then, like, I don't know what happened. I thought that, like, we're all, like, intertwined, like, laying together. And I thought that his arm I thought the arm that was laying on me was his arm. And I was like, oh, wow, he's being very touchy. I was like, I guess he wants to go for it. I said,
oh, my God, stop.
I said, oh. And it's like, who knew? Like, I knew. I thought he was straight. But, you know, I'm going with roll with the tides, girl. You know what they say. Oh, cooch, oh, cooch. So I was, like, started, like, stroking his arm.
Oh my God.
I'm massaging his arm. And then he's like responding by like squeezing like my arm, my shoulder, my chest. So he's like, oh my God. So then I got so far where I start blowing his fingers like I'm sucking his dick, but it was his fingers.
Oh my God.
And then I realized, the whole time I realized, he like moved me out to the bathroom. And I was like, wait, who is this? It was the fucking girl the whole time. I was like, fuck.
Ew.
I was like, oh my God, things are getting really heated in here, girl. And I was like, oh, I really turned him on. I knew I should have wore that tight top today. And
did he say anything or was it?
I don't remember. I probably said something filthy, like, yeah, you like that? Give me the real thing. He was passed out the whole time. He had nothing to do with it at all. And it was my dumbass with the fucking girl. This old bait and switch.
You guys, Joey needs rehab. I can't.
Like, how does this happen to me? Like, I think I was like so Googled by looking at him all day, and then I'm so fucked up and drunk. I was just like, I thought it was him, and I was like, oh, I should have never woke up. And then I was like, I would be like, you know, are we ever going to talk about what happened last night? And he'd be like, what do you mean what happened last night?
You guys, can you imagine? Like, you think you're hooking up with this person? It's the total opposite person.
Thank God nothing actually really happened. So I would have known right away if there was a snurb there instead of a peach cadil.
No, well, you told me a different story when you were still drunk the next morning. You came in, you were like, oh, my God, I got that girl.
Well, I mean, they made out. Oh, we were kissing. We went to the strip club. We were kissing. I think we definitely made out.
No, you said you guys had a threesome, and you were, you thought you were, you went under their legs. You said two of the legs were open, so you went under their legs, and you thought you were playing with his balls. But
no!
That's what you said. Nicole. You told all my employees this.
Nicole.
That's what you said.
I don't remember what happened. Everything's all jumbled now. But something happened.
Maybe we should call...
Never. Oh, my God. Nicole, he's going to get in trouble from the Navy.
Joey
I left my hand smelling like fish sticks. That's all I know.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
The fisherman's catch, bitch.
You're disgusting.
It's really hot in my apartment. In New York City, you can't turn the heat off because it's just like regulated by the fucking country. So it's like fucking hot.
Country? What?
Like the building tells you when you can have the heat on. So I have my fan on. Can I dive into some?
Yeah, can we talk about Amanda Bynes? I want to talk about Amanda Bynes.
Oh, okay. That's on my list.
Amanda Bynes.
She says she's breaking the internet. She's breaking my fucking my nap because she's so boring. Like, what is this? What is she trying to prove here?
What do you mean she's boring? She got her life together.
I know, but like she should have been on the cover of the magazine with like, her snurb out.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it was a little
like she's not promoting
she
anything.
Like she's
is
a
she?
Professor.
So what happened was Amanda Bynes. We all know she was wilding out, smoking bongs and throwing them out her 32-story apartment window in New York City.
I loved her.
And wearing wigs and wiling out. She says that she spiraled after she saw herself on screen as She's All That, or The Boy Is That, whatever that she played a boy in that movie. Yeah.
And oh, you actually read the article too?
I didn't read it. I thumbed through it. So she
I actually read it. So, it took me like 10 minutes.
Yeah. So she looked so ugly. She spiraled that she like thought that she was this fat, ugly boy. She like, it really put her in a dark place. So she started binge drinking, wearing wigs and started hyper sexualizing herself by wearing like her tits out and cheek piercings and kissy faces.
Wait, hold on. You're talking really close to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, go.
So she started wilding out and hyper feminizing herself.
Wait, now you're too far.
Oh.
You were just like spitting. I could every pee sounded like a.
Oh, so she started super hyper feminizing herself, and being slutty and like wearing the girly wigs and her boobs out and her face piercings, kissy faces, and sexual tweets to Drake. And she was drinking all the time. She said she tried Coke 3 times, but she didn't really like it, which I think is a lie. And she was just wilding out. And then she went to court in a Halloween wig. But now she's back to tell her truth. What did she say, Sissy?
No, she just said she was in a very dark place. Obviously, she was insecure. She started smoking weed a lot, and then weed turned into other drugs. I forget what she said it was.
Let's guess.
Oh, I think she said ecstasy.
Okay. Ooh, we got to talk about that, too. Someone else loves ecstasy.
And she got upset because everyone was telling her on Twitter that she had like a mental disorder, but she was like, no, it was just the drugs. It turned me into a different person. It made me think weird. And she totally regretted everything she said on Twitter because she said Twitter was her downfall and Twitter ruined her career. Like not Twitter itself, but like her tweets ruined her career.
Well, yeah, that everyone's tweets ruins their career. Look at poor Roseanne.
Yeah. So now she's in fashion school. She's going to graduate. Same. With her bachelor's, and she wants to have a fashion line one day, and she wants to jump back into acting.
Oh, she's gonna. So, you know what she's trying to do? She's trying to be like those little twins, those little Olsen twins. That's the same age as her. That little error.
Yeah.
They have a little fashion line now, and they were teen star or child stars.
I would definitely buy her stuff because I feel like, you know, she definitely knows what she's talking about, and she seems so, you know, she's getting like 90s in her class. So
calm down. Are you friends with her?
No, I read the whole article, bitch. It took me 10 minutes. I never do that.
Oh, my God.
But I was so intrigued by this bitch. So I'm very proud of Amanda Bynes. I loved you being a hot mess, but, you know, I love your upgrade.
Her glow up.
Yes, and I'm going to support you, and I really hope you come back acting because I loved your acting.
I did, too.
So good job, Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes. So she did ecstasy. Another star came out recently on the news as a drug addict.
Wonderful.
Kimberly Marie Kardashian III. On last week's episode of What's Happening with Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she admitted that she was not addicted, but she used to take ecstasy all the time. And she was on ecstasy during her sex tape with Ray J. Marie Jenner.
Really?
Yes. She said, my jaw, everybody knows it.
When?
You don't watch the Kardashians. She admitted on last week's episode of the Kardashians that she was saying, I used to be a party girl. I used to go wild. I used to be fun. Like, you know, I could still be fun. So, you know, I used to, when I got married for the first time on ecstasy to that first guy she married. And then, I was on ecstasy on my sex tape. And she said, everyone knows that my jaw was shaking. She was like, it's like my face. That was my face. I did. And she like made some stupid face. And then they showed all these pictures of her in Paris, like wilding out, sweating, dancing on tables and clubs. And
I thought she just drank.
No, she didn't drink. She just did ecstasy. But then.
Oh, wow.
Then Ray J came out. He broke his silence.
Oh, God.
And he said, that's a fucking lie. She never did ecstasy. And he was like pissed that she was like trying to, because I guess she was trying to say like, no, she would never have done that. She was trying to do something like to like make herself look better by saying, I would never have done that normally. That's why I took my clothes off and sucked a dick on the internet.
Right.
So she was trying to blame the ecstasy bit pretty much. And he was like, no, bitch, fall back. So like, don't try to like discount what you did because you, and because you're saying your ecstasy, you never even touched drugs. She's like, what you did do is she said, he said that she smoked weed out of a penis shaped bong.
Yeah, I feel like she would never, she's not the type that strikes me to do ecstasy.
Well, then she told me that she was in Ibiza with Paris Marie Hilton.
She told you this.
She told this too. And then she goes, and it was 7 a.m. and she storms the beach and she said, guys, we're sleeping on in the ocean. And they had these like, there's like these big rafts or something and they all locked arms and they fell asleep in the ocean on ecstasy.
I feel like she wouldn't do that though.
Well, that was the old Kimberly. That was Kimberly. This is Kim.
But if Ray J said that never happened, why would she make that up?
Because she's trying to make herself look better 10 years later. And she's also trying to get publicity back for the people, for the millennials who never saw her sucking that big old dick. She's trying to get them to watch it now.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? She's like, oh, let me get my reboot of fame. And she does that to create more controversy. It's all a twisted thing. You joined the Illuminati. You remember?
Oh, my God. God forbid.
Halle Marie Baldwin changed her name to what's her last name?
Bieber. That happened like 10 years ago.
Halle Marie Baldwin Bieber. And she names her name is Halle Bieber on the internet now.
Yes, thank you. I think everyone knows that already.
Okay, fuck off.
Moving on.
Kate Middleton hates Meghan Markle.
Why?
Okay, because first of all.
Did they tell you?
Yeah, they called me. Well, what's her name sent me a direct message.
Oh.
Meghan Markle sent me a direct message. So Kate Middleton is the original princess at the house. And then Meghan Markle, who's never even, not even from Britain, comes in as an actress and marries the other brother. And she's like, she's pissed. This woman's, Kate, is pissed because she had the reins and she was like the queen, but pretty much like the most popular thing in England. And like for years, because she was Queen Kate or whatever her name is. And she was like, you know, the prettiest girl, and everyone wants to know what kind of shoes she was wearing.
Are you on TMZ right now?
No, I'm on my paper on my bed.
Oh,
that I wrote down. She said that, you know, she had the fanciest clothes and everyone wanted to know what kind of shoes she was wearing. And she would talk about a dress and it would sell out in 5 minutes everywhere around the world. She was the queen of the belle of the ball. And then this bitch, Meghan Markle, who used to be on Deal or No Deal, opening up little briefcases. She comes in and is like the new hot thing. And Kate is not feeling it. She's like, fuck this. I hate this bitch. And also Meghan is like much more like Kate's more conservative and Meghan's more like not conservative. So she's like, they have different values and they have different charities they want to do. And like, they have different things they want to do with life and with their throne. So Meghan was like pregnant or had just given birth or something. I'm sorry, Kate was pregnant and giving birth at the wedding where Meghan and Harry got married. And she made Kate cry because she was wiling out about the dress, freaking out and yelling at the designer and becoming this nightmare cunt bride. And she like was too much for Kate to handle. She's like, this bitch is so trashy. I can't deal. And she cried and the people found her crying and then she like left. And that's why she hates Meghan Markle. Now Meghan and Harry are moving away. Out of the house. They don't want to live in the castle no more because they don't want to be next to that bitch, Kate.
Is that allowed? I feel like you have to live in the castle.
No, there's no room for them. They have just one apartment, but now they have a baby coming and it's not...
A baby?
Yeah. So they hate each other. And now Kate is saying, okay, good bitch, get out the castle. And it's because it's mama's time to return. Now Kate has famously always done her own makeup for all events and... her wedding, even everything. She didn't know her makeup. So now she's like, fuck this bitch. It's my comeback. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to get all my body snatched. I'm hiring a whole styling team and a whole PR team. She hired a whole new styling team, a hairdresser, a makeup artist, and a full new PR team that has nothing to do with anyone else in the castle. So she has a whole separate team of people to promote her and all the shit she wants, because she wants nothing to do with anything that Meghan Markle's doing, or she doesn't want to be associated with anything as the girls, their princesses. So she has her own fucking entities now. So she's look out for Kate's comeback, because she's coming.
Well, talk about drama. They should have a reality show if all that is true.
I know. Well, talk about Turkey Day.
Turkey Day?
Caitlin and Sophia! They celebrated together at Caitlyn's daughter's house, and all two of Caitlyn's ex-wives were there. I forgot their names, but two of the ex-wives were there with the baby mamas from other kids. And Sophia spent Thanksgiving, and then I went on the Snapchat on their Instagram because they both posted pictures, and like all the ex-wives are like kikiing with Sophia in the comments, like, "Oh girl, I can't believe Caitlyn got the better picture that day." And she's like, "Oh, don't worry, girl, I'll send it to you." And they're kikiing. She goes, "Love you, girl. Thanks for coming."
And wait, are we talking about Kris Jenner, the ex?
Caitlyn and Sophia.
I know, but you said Caitlyn's exes. Is that Kris Jenner?
No, two other exes from the first two kids that she had.
Oh my god.
Linda, I don't know what their names are. But look, go to Sophia's page and look at the Thanksgiving picture and then look at all the comments under it. And like those people, those ex-wives are like kikiing with Sophia. And DM her and tell her to come on our podcast. You know she wants to charge us, Nicole?
Are you kidding?
No, I told you. I asked her to be on the podcast and she wrote back to me. I had this tweet. I'll screen grab it.
I don't believe you.
She said, "Well, what is?" She goes, "It depends on what the negotiations are, or whatever something is like that." Like she wants money, pretty much. It's like fuck off,
bitch. It's a podcast. No one gets money for a podcast.
Yeah, I don't even get paid for this.
Oh, I don't like her now.
Yeah,
get over yourself.
Yeah, bye, Sophia.
Yeah, bye, girl.
Can we text Paulie D and ask him for money because he just bought a fucking $500,000 chain?
So we were just talking about this in group.
I'm gonna try it on.
Pauly is insane. Like the kid is just hustling.
He makes a rapper? The kid.
Yeah, the kid. We call him the kid. He's so insane. He makes so much money and we're so proud of him. And the fact that he can just buy a chain like that is crazy. Like I can't even.
He bought a chain with his fucking big, delicious face on it. It's a huge, you know the stickers that he puts on everyone's coolies at the clubs? It's pretty much that. It's a big caricature of his face on a chain that's made of gold, rose gold diamonds and real diamonds and gold, all these diamonds, this like big ass thick 3-inch wide chain, and it's his face hanging, and even has his own diamond earrings, like 1-carat diamond earrings that he wears like inside his head skull thing. It's insane.
Yeah, he's a big deal, and I'm really happy he's my friend. Because
it kind of looks like Michael Jackson with the red lipstick.
He would do my funeral. So, get it, Paulie.
Well, I know. Should we like, circle all the things we want in this year's catalog and send it to him so he can buy his Christmas present?
Yeah, I do. I told him he needs to buy Giovanna her first car.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
so the rapper 6ix9ine, he's in jail.
Yeah, what happened with him? He's all over the news. He has that rainbow hair. How is he going to keep up all that color work in prison?
Well, I guess he was in he was with like the Bloods or Crips, whatever, one of those gangs. And
who would you be with? Would you be a Blood or a Crypt?
Neither.
I'm going to go with Crips because I like blue better than red.
Well, now they're going to come after you.
Come at me, bro.
They're like no joke. So. Disgusting. So I guess he put a hit on one of his friends. So yeah, he's going to jail, and supposedly he'll be in jail for like 25 years, which is so sad because he was just gonna drop his album last week.
You were rapping rapper today, dropping albums with the kid.
What do you mean a rapper?
You said drop that album.
That's what. So what do you call it, Joey? Release an album. You're so stupid. He was supposed to drop his album last week, and he couldn't because he's in jail. So, poor thing. I was really excited.
But he didn't kill anyone. He just wanted to kill his friend. I want to kill all my friends, too.
I have a call. Hold on. Hello?
Who should I?
Hello? No, he's not.
Is it for me?
Oh, people just keep calling my phone. It's annoying.
Was it a bill collector for me?
No, it was someone for Gianni about his insurance. Like, go away. So I'm really sad that he's going to be in jail for 25 years. Because
that's
like,
crazy. He just was. He had a budding career.
Whoa. He didn't get in a gang, you fuck.
But he didn't kill anyone. He just thought about killing someone. I do that all the time.
No, he said he wanted this guy killed and then he got shot at.
But so he didn't actually die.
They tried to shoot him.
Wow. Well, more power to him. I hope that he...
I hope he doesn't go to jail for 25 years.
Well, who cares at this point? Don't try to kill people and stop tattooing your face. Now you're not going to have any cool prison tattoos to do because you have no room left.
Oh, now he's going to get attacked in jail.
Well, speaking of...
Well,
I have someone... do you want me to do a breakup or a thirst trap next?
Breakup.
Okay, Paris Marie Hilton. Paris Hilton and Chris Zelenke, they broke their engagement off.
That happened 2 months ago.
We haven't been on the air in 2 months, bitch.
Okay, that's boring. Well, what's the other one?
Oh, he wants a $2 million ring back. And he's hot as fuck. And he has naked pictures. He has naked movies out there with his big pishka deal hanging out. If you Google it, you can see it. Everyone Google Paris Hilton's, Chris Zalkind, whatever his name is, cock, and you'll see his dick swinging around in all these movies. And he's like, his coolie's out.
Oh my God, Sissy's here. Sissy, get out of here.
I cannot reveal it just yet, but stay tuned to my socials on my Instagram, MrP79, for further details. It should be dropping either later today or this next week. I have to figure it out, but big news is in the works.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh, speaking of PINES, I tagged Joey and Nick Jonas.
Oh my God, you see the little kid that fell over?
You can see the whole thing of Nick Jonas in his pants.
Does he golf with Gianni at the
Yes, he does. Yep.
At the golf ring?
Yeah, he was at Brook Lake.
Yep. Lindsay Lohan, our sister, our MTV sister, she's been in the media because she has been thirst trapping like a wild thirsty hoe. Tyga, Kylie's ex, she's been in his DMs, flirting, sending topless pictures, wilding out, trying to get with him, and he publicly said that he's not interested.
Wait, who's this?
Tyga.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan's wilding out.
I cannot wait to hang out with her.
She only posted one comment.
No, she slid in the DMs. He like told everyone that she DMs her all the time, and she's very sexually forward. I can't wait. So we're gonna have her on the podcast because she's our MTV sister now. She's gonna be permeating Lindsay Lohan Beach House on MTV this spring.
What's permuting?
Promoting. What is it called? Premiering.
Promoting. Are you drunk? You literally
promoting.
Can't talk to
them. No, I just had my coffee. I still have to go to my office.
Oh, you're shaking then.
So she's been promote. She's gonna be promote that, and we're gonna get her on our podcast because we're MTV sisters now.
I mean, hopefully, we're gonna try and have Fabiani get her on because I would love to have Paris Hilton.
Oh my God, Lindsay Lohan. And I'm gonna invite Tyga that day, the same day, and we're gonna have him hash this out on the air.
Tyga.
Cardi B, Marie Kardashian, she bought a house for her mother.
God, I need coffee. I saw that. It looks huge.
It's beautiful. It's in New York. I'm not sure where. It's probably in the Throgs Neck area of the Bronx, if I'm not mistaken. And it's beautiful. That's my one dream that I can't wait to want to buy my mother a house. But I have to find that one in heaven because she's not here no more.
Maybe I'll buy
a poppy house. But he's got to start behaving. He's been wiling out.
I love poppy.
I know. So that's what I have on my news. What else did I have to tell everyone?
Great. I just feel like we had to catch up with everyone because we weren't here last week and there's so much that went on in 1 week. So, you know, I'm pregnant. Today is my anniversary and my store is open. So come see me.
Well.
Joseph, you're still an alcoholic.
I'm still an alcoholic. I'm sweating in my house because the heat is on. I also, what did I have to do?
You have to go to work.
You're passing away. I'm doing my second series tomorrow. I'll be filming at MTV. I have my own digital series called MTV Reacts with Joey Camasta. And
wait, did you get a rating?
Yes, I did.
Yes,
yes.
Queen.
Thank you, Lauren Zins. My friend, my friend Lolly Zins over there, coming to food with the cash girl. So I sit there. If you haven't watched it, go over to MTV's YouTube or Jersey Shore's YouTube and look at, and for MTV Reacts. And I sit there and I watch old episodes of Nicole on the TV and make fun of all of them. So I'm going to do it again this time. I don't know what the subject is. I'm sure it's Jersey Shore related, but I'm not sure what I'm doing. But I sit there in front of the TV and I react to things. And that's what I do because I'm a
I think you should bring vodka in a water bottle.
No, the call time's like 7:45.
Wouldn't that stop you?
I know. I should drink. I'm gonna hashtag ask Lauren Zins if I could drink during work. But there is, I do want to say something. There is a cutie that I've been like talking to on Instagram. Like not talking to. I don't know if he. I don't know if he's interested in me. But anyway, he's an editor. He's like a video editor at MTV, and he works at our building, the one downtown. And he works. He's always posting pictures. Like, oh my god, I was just there. So I put a hit out. Not a hit out.
Wait, what?
The one downtown. Remember the one we shot? Remember when we shot with Floribama Shore with that girl with the curly hair and we sat in that little room?
Calm down, shot. What are you, an entertainer? And the one,
you know that little studio that's downtown? And it's like the Viacom building downtown?
No.
Yes, you do. You've been there 1,000 times. Do they have vodka in the freezer in the kitchen?
I mean, yeah, sure. Whatever. I don't remember, but.
So anyway, so we've been there 1,000 times. So he works there and I said, so I'm going to say, hey, I would be filming something over there on Friday. And he's like, oh, he's like, what are you filming? I was like, oh, my own digital series. No, NBD. He's like, oh, how cool. So I'm like hoping that he like comes over to the studio and then says, like, hey, do you want to get a coffee after this? And I'm like, yeah, I want to see that cock first or something like that level. I haven't really planned out what I'm going to say yet.
Sounds phenomenal.
I want to talk about my skincare. Sorry. It's been really quick. Or should I leave it out?
No, talk about your skincare.
Oh, so
care.
I've been going to buy, because I'm turning 40 this year. I've been going to like really spending money on skincare. So I got some like key products from Bloomingdale's that I'm obsessed with. The first one is, I have very dry skin. I had a facial and the lady told me I have severe dry skin. And I always thought I was oily, but I'm not. Anyway, this is a little pricey, guys, but if you have dry skin and you want like to look younger and like overnight, it's called Sicily Black Rose Cream Mask. It has instant use in it. So literally you put it on and you wake up 10 years younger. I'm not kidding you guys.
Wait, so what's the price?
I don't know. It's like $150 or $175 or something.
For what big of a
it's
tube?
2 ounces.
Oh my god!
So I only use it very sparingly, but it has instant youth, smoothing, plumping, and brightening. So look it up. Look up the Black Rose Cream Mask from.
Bitch, I would never buy that for $150.
From Sicily, no, I get a discount, obviously.
Why?
No, I went on a site called FragranceNet.com, and I'm obsessed with it. This is not an ad.
That sounds like.
No, that's where I get all my expensive colognes. If you ever want to buy cologne, guys, go over to FragranceNet.com. And I got like all my colognes I wear, like this one I wear from Home Molecule. It's normally like $200 in the store. I get it for like 50% off. They have every fancy cologne there. So don't ever buy a fancy cologne, even like the ones that are $500 at Barney's. Like they have every cologne there.
Yeah, but sometimes it's a rip-off.
It's not a rip-off. I'm buying them. It's all the real shit.
Okay.
Fragrances.com. Oh, and speaking of fun things on the internet, my eBay check came last night.
Oh, obsessed.
Nicole told me about this years ago, and I never listened. But I should have done it when I bought my apartment because I literally spent $10,000 or more on furniture and crap for my apartment.
No, but I just realized that Wayfair is not a part of Ebates, so you wouldn't have got anything anyway.
Well, I didn't buy Wayfair furniture.
Oh, I thought you
No,
did.
My couch was – I bought maybe a chair or something. My rug – I know my rug is Wayfair. But, like, you know, I bought a lot of other stuff, but Nicole told me about this thing, and you go – basically go to Ebates and whatever and just go through their site and go to like whatever site, like Amazon, and like just go to ebates.com and you'll figure it out. And then they give you cash back. Like I spent, I don't know how much money, but I got a $30 check this month. And I just had to shop like I normally was going to do, but I just went through Ebates.
Yeah, you're basically just getting your money back for shopping. There's like a percentage for like, say you go to Amazon, you get 10% cash
back. You spend $1,000 on Amazon. Say you're buying a big purchase, you get $100 back.
It's crazy. So we love Ebates, especially around the holidays.
Yeah. We should.
So check it out, guys.
Yes. And
I think that's it for today. I think I expressed all of my emotions that I wanted to express. And thank you all for your support on congratulating me on my new baby. And I'm super excited.
Shoot up.
Do you have any last words?
I don't know. Do you?
Yes, I love you all. Happy Jersey.
Oh, wait, our cooking show's on tonight.
Oh, and our cooking show. Which one is this one now?
I don't know how many. I don't know which one it is. But go over to at 4 p.m. today. Go to our YouTube, Jersey Shore's YouTube, and look at Cooking in the Crib with Snooki and Joey. Watch that. Make sure to comment on it and subscribe so we get a second season. And
yes, queens.
And yeah, so pray for us because we're on our journey. From this point on, we will not be separated. So for lots of stories and Instagrams of me working with Nicole pregnant for 190 days straight, we're going to be inseparable.
Well, it's not that dramatic, but I got a rider this time for shooting.
Am I in it?
So I'm super excited. So a rider is basically like say you're a rapper and you're going to Madison Square Garden, and in your green room is your rider. So it's
you
like
got us a couch? List of everything.
No, well, yeah, I already have a couch. So it's everything that you want in your green room. So for me, it's food because I'm pregnant. So I'm craving. You're going to die, but pickles, I'm like eating.
Why don't
so
you
many
consult with me? I'm going to be there too. I want some free shit. Chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks. Did you write any of that down?
Yeah, I don't want that because I'm pregnant. I don't want to get bloated like that. But like things that I'm craving, I really wanted. Pickles, I'm craving pineapple. So a lot of like cold fruits. And I asked for smoothies for us. So I'm like strawberry banana smoothie.
That does not sound fun at all. And,
okay, you're like annoying. I'm excited about my rider. Sorry, we're not getting chicken fingers and alcohol, but I'm pregnant and this is what I want. So I just want like a lot of like cold fruits and hummus and all that yummy stuff because that's what I'm craving. I mean, you eat that stuff all the time. What are you talking about?
No, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, good.
And I'm sure you can tell them what you want, like chicken fingers.
I don't want
fries.
That. I get one day.
All right, one day. One day we'll splurge. One day I want to get pizza.
Are we going to get a birthday cake at my party?
Maybe, if we have time to celebrate it, because we're going to be so busy working.
Oh, well. I'll celebrate my 60th. Don't worry. Well, thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you all for listening. We will see you next week. And next week, we're definitely going to have a show, because we're going to be together
34 hours
for 10 years. So we're going to, on our breaks, we're gonna do the show, and it's gonna be fun. Get it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening this week. Oh, we love you so much. And I'll see you on the other side.
All right. We love you guys.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.